Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, February 10th, 2024. Today he is addressing the requirement for us to open our hearts to the love in which we are constantly immersed. When you express only love, you are unified with Mother, Father, God. What you see in the world around you right now are major indications of your collective awakening. The disclosure of massive deceit, conflict, and corruption on a global scale is making it impossible for anyone to remain unaware of the need for enormous changes in the way in which you interact with one another, both with your immediate families and friends, right up to and including in international relationships. Enormous change in human relationships is needed everywhere, and more of you are becoming increasingly aware of this. The only way in which you can resolve issues, whether between individuals or between nations, is by meeting with those involved in a respectful manner and by listening, without instant judgment, to what they need and wish to express. Then, when you have heard them fully, make sure you have completely understood what they have expressed, bearing in mind that the meaning of words that people use can differ significantly from what you understand them to mean due to the context in which you are having your discussion. You have all experienced this in family arguments or disagreements. Then, and only then, can you offer your own assessments of the reasons that are causing conflicting views or disagreements and suggest possible ways for dealing with them in any meaningful fashion. Always make sure to fully honor, respect, listen to, and understand the others. Then, when that has been done, engage purposefully and lovingly with them with the honest intent to resolve any issues between you in a manner that honors, respects, and offers resolutions that all can accept, so that everyone knows that they have been met with love, honesty, and integrity. All are one, so to engage in conflict with anyone is to be at war with yourself, which is an insane way to live. You are love. Therefore, express it in every moment and let go of any feelings or beliefs you may have that encourage you to judge others negatively. You do not know enough to judge anyone. Only God has the knowledge and the understanding to do that. But because she loves you all utterly and completely, she accepts you just as you are, wholly without conditions of any kind whatsoever, and she never judges anyone. God is life, is love, is your source, and she expresses herself through each one of you constantly and without even a moment's interruption. There is and can be no separation, because there is only the eternal one in union with itself, and therefore with all of her creations. To awaken is to release your fearful grip on your belief in separateness, and on any beliefs that attempt to convince you that you are alone, abandoned, or lost in a dangerous and threatening environment in which you could lose your lives at any moment. You have eternal life, where you are constantly held in love's divine embrace. Your seemingly lived experience separated from your source is unreal and temporary, and you will release your attachment to that insane belief and awaken into infinite joy, which is your eternal and natural state. The fear that so many of you experience daily, maybe even constantly, naturally leads and encourages you to distrust others as you meet and engage with others who are experiencing similar feelings. Your own fears are thus seemingly magnified and validated. I knew he was untrustworthy. I should never have engaged or associated with him. You all feel and experience the effects of energy fields of those with whom you engage, even if you are unaware of doing so, and frequently they are largely reflections of the energy that you yourself are expressing. When you are in the presence of ones you love, and where you feel safe, you reflect back to them their own loving energy, and they do the same to you, and thus you feel at peace, secure, and accepted. You also feel seen, heard, and understood, and that is how everyone wants to feel. However, when you operate from fear and distrust, you block your ability to do so by choosing not to be loving, thinking that doing so protects you from harm, and so your own distrust is simply reflected back to you, often very intensely. Truly, the only protection from harm is love. When you express only love, you are unified with Mother, Father, God, and therefore need no protection, because there is nothing else. When you do not, you are allowing or encouraging your egos to guide and direct you, which is unhelpful, as their motivation is fear. Your collective awakening process requires that you express only love, and more of you are coming to a deep understanding of this divine truth and are choosing to do so. And you can see signs of this all across the world. However, if you live mostly alone, seemingly separated from loved ones who are either busy with their own lives or who have already transitioned from their human forms, you can and will find enormous numbers of people who are expressing only love if you choose to look for them online. You are all surrounded by loving beings, so just open your hearts and invite and allow the multitude of those loving floods of energy in which you truly are constantly immersed to fill them, instead of allowing your ego-driven fears or anxieties to block the divine truth of who you and every other sentient being truly is. When you open yourselves in love and express it, you will find yourselves meeting it in the most unexpected places. Open your hearts and delight in the peace and the joy that you encounter. With so very much love, Saul.